Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Welcome in to Drop Your Energy Bill. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman, with my great guest today, the author of The Green Prince of Darkness, Joe Olson. Joel has written extensively about energy, energy efficiency, the whole thing. It's so much to go into right here today with this short amount of time. Joe and I are going to be doing podcasts together going forward. You'll hear Joe back on our show in the future. You'll be able to get this show. So Joe's going to run through a lot of stats, a lot of numbers. You'll be able to go to the website, go over and sign up for the 0.70 Club while you're there. And you'll be able to get this show archived there so you can share it and spread it around your friend network so people can hear what Joe has to say. Working, learning, researching. He's written an article here that I thought was very, very interesting. He actually penned this, I think, initially way back seven, eight years ago. And it's called The Green Prince of Darkness. Now, this green term's been around for a while. So, Joe, you coming in good there, buddy. Come on in. Welcome in to Drop Your Energy Bill. Well, till we get Joe on, let me go ahead and start giving you some background on this article that Joe wrote. Because, Russ, I'm not hearing Joe. So, The Green Prince of Darkness. So, what he dives into, obviously, is the history. And as you, our great listeners, know, we've had this understanding about solar starting way back in 1883 when Charles Fitts first used a sheet of selenium and some gold to create and develop the first solar panel. So that's what we're going to be getting into today, is this article that Joe wrote, penned, and talks about how nothing the sun gives us is free. And then we're going to get into, later in the show, we're going to talk about the dream green machine, which is all the stuff we're seeing today with electric vehicles. Electric vehicles obviously give us the perception that we can move down the highway, and these ideas that we can have electric vehicles that give us transportation for free. Well, nothing's free, is it, Joe?
No, absolutely nothing in this world is free. One of the things that engineers are called on to do is to do a cost-benefit analysis, a total life cycle cost-benefit analysis. And if you do that on any of the green energies, they're all net energy losers. And it depends on which one you're talking about, but they're all horrible. Take, for instance, photovoltaics. This works by molecular erosion. What you do is you take a couple of elements that have a loose outer shell electron, and you expose them to electromagnetic radiation, and the vibrations will cause that electron to leave that atom and leave it as a isotope with a lower outer shell electron. So in the case of photoelectric cells, they start with a grid that's 99 or 98% pure silicon, and this forms a crystal lattice, which gives you a framework. In that lattice, they embed phosphorus, which has three outer shell electrons, and then they embed boron, which has five outer shell electrons. When you excite the boron, its outer shell electron leaves and goes through the hole that is in the lattice where the phosphorus is, exits through the grid, and goes out as a 1.5 volt and 1.5 watt direct current. And that's actually about 1.5 watts per square foot. So let's talk about what is horsepower. Horsepower is 550 foot-pounds of work, but it's also 774 watts. So in order to get one horsepower, you have to have approximately a 20 by 25 grid of electric panel to a PV panel in order to pick up that amount of energy to produce one horsepower. Okay, well, what is 550 foot-pounds? A cubic foot of dirt is 125 pounds. If you lift a 125-pound block cubic foot of dirt up 4 feet, that's one horsepower. Well, how many cubic feet of material do you have to mine and refine to come up with the silicon and the phosphorus and the boron? And all of these are finite materials, so the more and more boron you mine in order to strip one electron from it, the less and less boron you have. So it's not like this is an infinitely renewable supply. The electron leaves the photocell, goes out and does work, but it doesn't come back and get onto the boron atom and wait to work the next day. It's gone forever. So you're just basically stripping electrons away from an artificial media. Now, this is such a horrible way of generating electricity that finally Michael Moore decided that he would investigate what was going on. He had a film director that had put together a bunch of footage, and he produced a film called Planet of the Humans. It was up on YouTube for a while, but then it's been removed from YouTube. I think it's posted at probably BitChute. It's a 90-minute long video, and they go into a great deal of detail about how all of the owners of the renewable energy industry are the same people that are the owners of the fossil fuel industry, and they're making more money on the renewables because it's all taxpayer-supported and subsidized.
Joe and I, my great guest Joe Olson, will be back. We're going to dig in to the wind. The answer might not be blowing in the wind. Stick around.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home. without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco air purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
North and south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more, with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine, candlelight, I love the sea.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Welcome in to Drop Your Energy Bill. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman, with my great guest today, the author of The Green Prince of Darkness, Joe Olson. Joel has written extensively about energy, energy efficiency, the whole thing. It's so much to go into right here today with this short amount of time. Joe and I are going to be doing podcasts together going forward. You'll hear Joe back on our show in the future. You'll be able to get this show. So Joe's going to run through a lot of stats, a lot of numbers. You'll be able to go to the website, go over and sign up for the 0.70 Club while you're there. And you'll be able to get this show archived there so you can share it and spread it around your friend network so people can hear what Joe has to say. Joe, continue, please, sir.
Yes, we were discussing the amount of material that's shipped from South Carolina all the way over to China where it's refined. And then in order to get the crystal lattice silicon grid, that silicon is first refined and then it is baked in a 1,000-degree centigrade oven under almost zero pressure. So it takes a lot of energy, especially if you're using electrical energy, to produce that oven heat and then to produce that vacuum to get just the shell that you place this thing on. Then the glass that you put on top of it is melted at 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. That's silicon dioxide, which is mined as sand. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with the transportation cost, you end up with a quote energy system that not only is low voltage and low wattage and direct current, but it only operates effectively for about 6 hours per day.
Right,
and
on average.
People that, yeah, on average, because you have the solar azimuth angle and you have the change in latitude where you have long sunny days in the summer, but almost no sunny days in the winter in the northern part of the hemisphere where you need to have heat. So
right.
You're not going to be producing heat under those circumstances. Then you also have the problem of ice and snow buildup on them. You have rain deposits in areas where you get lots of rain, pollen. You have to get up and clean them. You put them on the roof. If they are in a fixed orientation, that reduces your available gain. So bottom line is these things will self-extinguish under terrestrial use at 6 hours per day in less than 20 years. They claim 20 years, but it's effectively about 15 before you produce no current at all. When they're used in outer space on the space station, they have to be replaced every 7 years because they're exposed to longer periods of sunlight and they just decompose. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to effectively use a solar system as a standalone off-grid system, you need to have some means of storage. So then you get into the chemical battery problem. There again, you have a purity issue with the materials, that the elements that you use to manufacture the battery. And it gets more and more expensive to try to increase the purity level. So there's a cutoff point where they go, well, we'll just deal with, you know, 10 parts per million of impurities in these batteries. And that causes dendrites to build up inside the battery every time you do a charge and discharge cycle. And
right.
conventional batteries are limited to about 400 total discharge and recharge cycles. One possible way around that is to have really high purity battery elements that can be charged maybe 1,000 cycles like they would use on the space station. But from practical purposes, you can't do that. Now, when Toyota came out with their Prius, they used a metal, what was their first one? It was a hydride battery.
Right, that's right.
They used, yeah, and I'm trying to remember what the, nickel hydride. They used a nickel hydride battery. They were granted exclusive rights to a nickel mine in Canada, where Canada subsidized the cost of the mining of the nickel at 50%. So that Toyota would create jobs in Nova Scotia where there was nothing else to do except mine nickel. So that gave Toyota a leg up in the nickel hydride battery. The later technology was a lithium battery, but those were highly flammable until they started adding a lot of cobalt. Well, cobalt's a rare earth element, so how much cobalt are you going to be able to dig up to make all of the lithium? So, you know, you end up with this ridiculous... what I call it is that we've got Pied Piper sciences using Chicken Little science to sell Jack and the Beanstalk solutions.
Oh,
because
my.
The whole thing is just an absolute fable.
I think you undertitled the article, Joe, when you called it the Green Prince of Darkness. I think it should be much more. Well, anyway, look, you're 100% right, and I try to educate the listeners. If you want to do solar, I got in the solar business in 1981. I've been around it for a while. The degradation you speak of and all the things you talk about are absolutely true. The other thing that people don't realize, I mentioned this, you know, Buffett just invested $7.5 billion in this big farm in Vegas, out in the or in the desert in Nevada, not in Vegas, to supply Los Angeles. $7.5 billion. And when you said Canada, or you say the U.S., what you're really talking about, because the government in and of itself has nothing. It derives its income from the people, from taxation, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Canada doesn't have anything unless they take it from the people. The U.S. doesn't have it. No place has it unless they get it from the people through taxation. So, and I noticed, too, these electric car companies, they're becoming very fashionable, but people really don't understand them, do they?
No, they really don't. Those things are really dangerous. They operate at about 450 volts. So they had a real problem when the first couple of Teslas were involved in auto accidents. The crews would go out with the jaws of life and start trying to cut people out of the wrecks, and they'd be electrocuting first responders.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had to have special classes on that. And if you have a lithium battery on fire, you put mm-hmm. water on it, it accelerates the fire. So
Right. It's
like going out and pouring gasoline on the fire.
So yeah, that's the lithium component. Yeah,
that's a safety issue as well. And then the batteries are not recyclable. So what you're doing is you're just creating an enormous amount of waste.
A few weeks ago, I had talked about how Pearl Street became this new Wall Street darling back when Edison first built that. Then there was this huge, massive movement into energy. And then, of course, the bankers jumped on it. Wall Street jumped on it. We put a grid all across America. And that was the birth of electricity. It was a new industry, right? So all we're seeing today is a revival of a repackaging, a rewrapping, a rebowtying of that same industry, now couched with the same energy companies promoting something, quote, new and different, right? We're hearing from the politicians. It's new.
Well, and they claim it's cost effective because the government is subsidizing the production of photovoltaic cells to the tune of 30%. And then the electric ratepayers are subsidizing the installation on private residents to the tune of 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of absurd. The next thing is most people put those things on top of a roof. Well, when you're absorbing solar energy on one side of a thin glass panel object, it's going to radiate heat off of both sides. So when the surface temperature of that photovoltaic cell in a 100-degree day is 140 degrees, it's radiating that back into your roof surface. It's trapped between the roof surface and the panel, so you end up overheating your roof structure. It has an ideal area for building up leaf debris underneath the panels. So next thing you know, you've got all these holes you put in your roof to support the panels. The panels have to be able to resist, in Gulf Coast locations, 120-mile-an-hour wind loads, which mm-hmm. is pretty hard to do. And so you start figuring all of the total cost of putting photovoltaics on your home, and next thing you know, you've shortened the life of your roof by 50%. You've penetrated the roof in a number of places where you end up getting roof leaks. You've got something mm-hmm. you got to get up there and clean on at least a couple of months' basis. And for what advantage? So that you can sit there and recharge batteries 400 times, and then you got to replace all the batteries?
You know, well, the interesting
thing too is,
Joe, that
and
in the areas where they perform the best, quote unquote, where there's more sunlight and more heat, the degradation is greater and the efficiency drops more.
Right. So, you know, so that's a complete non-starter. The next little phony baloney is wind power. And those take rare earth magnets because they don't spin at a constant speed.
After this break, Joe and I, my great guest Joe Olson, will be back. We're going to dig in to the wind. The answer might not be blowing in the wind. Stick around.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com. A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
And south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more, with you they would never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game, any kind of weather as long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, my great guest, Joel Olson. Go over to the website, Drop Your Energy Bill, sign up for the 0.70 Club. You're going to be able to get over there and see Joel's article that we've got published. Joel's done a lot of extensive work for many, many, many years, like myself, involved in energy, energy efficiency, and the understanding of energy, not just in the traditional way we think about it, but in other ways. Which is our physical energy, actually. And we'll have Joe back on, and we'll talk about some of that later on down the line. But today, Joe, jump back into the wind deal.
Yeah. So the beauty of alternating current is that you have a very low line loss. You're not actually pushing electrons down the line. What you're doing is you're pushing a voltage potential that goes between a positive and negative. Single-phase power in America is 60 cycle per second. In Europe, it's 50 cycle per second. But what Tesla figured out is that because you have the space between the waves, you could put in an extra two sets of waves and make three-phase power, and you get an increase in the transmitted energy by the square root of three. So that would be a 1.7 increase in the amount of power over the same amount of wire, which is a tremendous savings. And then he figured out that he could do 5, 7, and 9-phase power. And there again, at a 9-phase power, you'd get 3 times the amount of energy because the square root of 9 is 3 over the same wiring system. So that's how the distribution network is set up with 100 kV lines that are running polyphase power to go from the generating plant to the customer. But in order to produce power at 60 cycles or 50 cycles per second, you have to have a constant input. And there's only 2 ways of doing that. One is a steam turbine, which can be driven off of coal, nuclear, or gas. And the other is hydroelectric, where you can control the water flow through the turbine blades to maintain the 60 cycles. You can't do that with a variable speed windmill. So the windmills are producing direct current and then using an inverter to convert that to the transmissible AC current. Edison lost the battle between DC and AC to Tesla in 1880s. Mm-hmm. And Tesla had worked for Edison and gotten about 100 patents under Edison. Right. And Westinghouse had worked under Edison and gotten a bunch of patents for Edison. Mm-hmm. And that together they went out and did the Westinghouse Electric Company. What happened was that Edison was a genius. He invented the ticker tape when he was like a teenager. He was always impressed with telegraph, and so he got the patent. I think he was like 14 years old. Westinghouse was a patent. He got his first patent when he was 16. That was for a steam-driven turbine. Westinghouse got his second patent. His father owned a machine shop in Pennsylvania, and he got his second patent for air brakes on trains because at the time, the only means they had of stopping trains was to reverse the steam flow. And a locomotive with a bunch of cars that it was pulling would take forever for just one set of wheels rotating backwards to slow it down. So there were constant wrecks, and everything had to move at real slow speeds. And so he got the patent for air brakes. Well, he had to sign a contract to be able to produce these things in volume on a short period of time, and he had to sign it with Carnegie and J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller, who offered to buy his patent for air brakes, and then when he said, no, I want to manufacture them, they went, okay, well, then we need 10,000 units, and we need them in 6 months period of time, and here's your contract, and here's your loan to get your business started. And once he got his business started, then they defaulted on delivering the coal and the steel it took to manufacture his brake components. And so he defaulted and they stole his patent. We're run by pirates. They stole every patent imaginable. I've got a great article at Canada Free Press called I'll Take Some E Pluribus, But Hold the Una. And they stole Tesla's radio patent. They stole virtually every patent. They stole the Wright brothers' patents for aviation. Alexander Bell knew absolutely zero about telephone. He stole Antonio Meucci's patent for telephone. And all of these were set up Rockefeller monopolies, and Rockefeller is just a front for Rothschild. So basically you have one banking group that's been in charge of worldwide piracy for hundreds of years. Now, getting back to the wind.
Right.
Okay. So the components that you manufacture windmills are, first of all, you have rare earth magnets that are super strong magnets, but they're not permanent magnets. There's no such thing as a permanent magnet. When you're making a magnet do work by producing a magnetic field and drawing electricity off of it, you're gradually erosion it. If you had a permanent magnet generator in a 1950s automobile, it would operate for 5 or 10 years or 100,000 miles, but then the magnets in the generator went out, and so you had to replace the generator. That's when in 63, Dodge put in the first alternator. It doesn't matter if you have a variable RPM when you're converting from AC alternator on an engine to direct current for battery charging, because it doesn't matter what the phase is. So you could have 40, 50, 60 phase,
cycles per second. It doesn't matter because you're going through an inverter, you're producing DC charge, and you're producing a DC voltage increase in order to charge the lead acid battery. That didn't matter, but you can't do it the opposite direction. So the next components are the steel and concrete. Well, concrete is manufactured by mining of limestone. You grind it and you burn it at 3,500 degree oven to get Portland cement that you then mix with rock aggregate, which weighs 125 pounds per cubic foot, and sand to produce concrete. And then steel is melted at 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit, and that has to be mined and refined, and that's what you use to make the foundation. And then the fiberglass blades are a petroleum product that takes an enormous amount of energy to refine. And then you end up with something that they claim has a service life of 15 years, but all over the world they're failing in less time than that. In Texas, we've got 25% of the total wind capacity of the United States, and the windmills along the Rio Grande River in South Texas are failing with an average lifespan of less than 7 years.
And and those blades, Joe, they have
delaminate.
Yeah, and what do you do with them when they pull them down? These blades are massive, and they're so big, they just end up cutting them up and burying them, don't they?
Right. So there's nothing recyclable about windmills at all. And there again, if you took the total energy input it takes to do the materials for the foundation and the tower and the wiring and the permanent magnets and the fiberglass, you would never recover a fraction of the energy that's involved in manufacturing those.
Okay,
another one of
their
schemes is the parabolic mirrors like they have out in western eastern California, where they have a great big reflector farm. That is listed on NOMAT charts for pilots as a visual flight hazard and has a 50-mile radius around it. It said, do not look at this. It will blind you. Well, what's happening to all the migratory birds that are flying through there? They're, they call them flamers. They just burst into flames as they're flying over this field because they can't tell that it's that bright. And the ones that aren't burnt in the midair, which is tens of thousands per year that go through this IPAC, I believe is what it's called, Amazon solar farm, where it's absolutely absurd. The one that they built in Spain operated for about 2 years, and then they took it completely offline because it's a hazard to animals. Plus, it never produced anywhere near the power that it was projected to produce. So there's another...
So really, when we talk about generation, whatever form, it's going to be hard to net improve on hydroelectric because it is in, let's use TVA, for example, when in the 30s they decided to start building a series of dams. They used the same water flowing through dams over hundreds of miles and creating electricity, and they lit up what they call the Tennessee Valley with that. With minimum, and most of those dams are still in operation. The original one, the very first one, is still in the second one, and so on. They're still in operation today. They had to have some maintenance, but they still produce quite a bit of electricity, don't they?
Oh, and the Washington State dam system produced the one penny per kilowatt electricity necessary to refine the aluminum and build the aircraft industry for Boeing. There again, WPA projects that are 70 years old, turbines are still working absolutely perfectly. The dams are still working perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a renewable energy, hydroelectric is a really good option. Now, the next thing is biofuels, and we'll just go through two of those real quick. One of them is ethanol that they add to your gasoline. Mm-hmm. It takes 100,000 BTUs per gallon in planting, fertilizing, irrigating, harvesting, and distilling ethanol that gives you an 80,000 BTU per gallon fuel that you add to 110,000 BTU per gallon gasoline to reduce your gas mileage and ruin your engine. So And there again, it only exists because of a massive government subsidy of 25% to make ethanol effective as a fuel additive. Mm. But there's no advantage to putting it in an automobile at all. If you specifically design an engine to run on ethanol, you can make it an effective fuel. And Henry Ford was doing that during World War One. He was supplying farmers with Ford tractors that had low compression flathead engines that would run just fine on ethanol. And prior to the internal combustion engines, one third of U.S. cropland was dedicated to forage for draft animals. So you would have to grow one third of your crop would be the hay and grain that it would take to keep your draft animals alive to pull your plow and to pull your harvester. So, and then to pull your wagon full of produce to the market. When Ford came out with the Model T, suddenly you could use a fraction of that amount of land area to distill alcohol and run your Model T pickup truck full of produce into town, pick up the supplies you need, and come back and put ethanol in your Model A tractor and go out and work with your tractor all year long. And then you didn't have to put up with piles of animal manure sitting around waiting to be dealt with too. So bottom line is that was revolutionary, but it was a threat to the Rothschild Rockefeller Standard Oil monopoly. And so they are the ones who funded Prohibition on the ruse that it was going to solve a social drinking problem, when in fact that what they wanted to do. And you can watch that on James Colbert, as Colbert Report, how big oil conquered the world, and then why big oil conquered the world is another documentary. He's got three of them, and it explains the origins of the chemical pharmaceutical industry, which I discussed last night on Coast to Coast AM. A great presentation involves Body Electric, which is certainly involved in the electric stuff that we're discussing, and it would be of interest to your listeners. It's at Principa Scientific International, and it has the MP3 downloads for the first 2 hours of the program.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Spirit, it was 615 radio stations, 2 million listeners.
Oh,
and
that was
a
wonderful.
Great program.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Based on a book called Body Electric by Robert Becker, which was published in 1985. It covered 25 years of research on the possibility of regeneration. He was an orthopedic surgeon at Buffalo University, Syracuse University VA hospital. And he wanted to find a way to, you know, improve healing with patients that, you know, were his orthopedic patients.
Right.
And so he started researching into regeneration. Fascinating book. It was a fascinating discussion. And I've got a good article called Body Electric Secrets, which is also posted at Principal Scientific with show notes for that, for last night's presentation. Good presentation if you're interested in this subject. It includes the 5G thing, which is peripheral to lowering your electric bill, but it is pertinent to discuss as far as health of life on this planet. So,
well, we'll get you back and we'll get into some of that, that personal energy thing as I describe it. Back to your article that we're posting up at Drop Your Energy Bill for our listeners over the Green Prince of Darkness. Now, you wrote this originally way back when? In right after?
In 2010 at Canada Free Press.
Wrote it in 2010. It is so amazing that you were able to look forward that much and see. Well, you just looked at it from an engineering point of view. You ran the numbers and saw pretty quickly that it just wasn't adding up, right?
It didn't make sense a decade ago. Why would it make sense now? You know, the analogy that I use is buying a Prius is like going up the down escalator. You can spend forever walking and not get anywhere.
Right.
The bottom line is you buy a Prius and you pay $5,000 extra for a car that's already subsidized $2,500 directly from the government.
So
then you have a battery pack that's subsidized by the Canadian government. And after 100,000 miles, you save $8,000 on fuel, and you get to buy a new $8,000 battery. So how much have you really saved? Even with the enormous subsidies that are put on those, and Tesla is even worse because it's 100% subsidized. They get a $2,500 subsidy with every Tesla directly from the government, and then the government gives them a $2,500 tax credit that they can turn around and sell to Ford and GM, who are making legitimate vehicles that they have to buy as carbon offsets. So basically, you're subsidizing every Tesla to the tune of $5,000 per vehicle.
I wanted to get you back, Joe, in the future and talk about the tax, the carbon tax credit, the whole thing, because that's a whole show in and of itself. But yeah, you're right. And that company just released earnings, and I think for the last quarter, they actually showed a small profit. But when you took out the benefit that you were talking about from the taxpayer, they actually lost about $400 million. But yet their market cap is the biggest, I think the second biggest market cap. That they're bigger than all the car companies in the world combined based on their market cap. I mean,
the famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com. Or 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
North and south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be.
Welcome back on this great holiday weekend with my great guest, Joe Olson. Joel, let's wrap it up, buddy.
Yes, sir. Well, bottom line is there's no free energy. Although there are other energies that are very, very available. One of those is thorium power. And thorium has a lot of advantages over light water nuclear uranium fission reactors. Thorium is more common than uranium, and it's self-extinguishing in a runaway event, so you wouldn't have a China syndrome meltdown and burn through the bottom of the thorium reactor. But we've invested nearly zero in thorium reactors. The first thorium reactor in the United States for commercial use was Edison Electric at Indian Shores in New York. And it operated for about 10 or 12 years. I didn't really know we were going to be discussing that, so I don't have my notes handy. If I remember correctly.
We'll do it next show. Next show.
Okay, good. Yeah, 1963 to 70. And it was put out of business because the man who was in charge of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission was a U.S. admiral that wanted to use nothing but uranium. And the advantage to the nuclear weapons industry is that if you use uranium power, you can have ratepayers subsidize the manufacturing, refining, and transportation of uranium, where you get the side benefit of having a lower cost for your nuclear weapons program.
Wow, that's interesting. So yeah, when we talk about this and what we've tried to get our listeners to know over the years is, since there is no free anything, right? Now, you can have minimum cost. You can have minimum cost, but it's really all about how much of a demand you have, isn't it? I mean, it's the demand side. The demand side dictates how much you need to consume. And so we've taught here for years, you have to understand how to drop your energy bill, meaning drop your demand, drop your consumption. And that's how you achieve energy efficiency. There is really no other way, is there, Joe?
Well, and you had a system that was set up that was based on a cost analysis. When you built a hydroelectric dam, you could sell electricity at 1.5 cents per kilowatt hour and still pay off your bills. You could do the same thing with a coal plant or a gas-fired plant. You couldn't do that with a nuclear plant. It required more subsidy, and then you had a waste problem that they just keep stockpiling and never solving. So that became one of the first items that was non-cost effective. The next one is this whole green energy movement, where those things are absolutely net energy losers.
So Joe Olson, my great guest, he'll be back with me in the near future. You can check him out over at the website. We're going to archive this show. We're going to leave you with that little information today. And we're going to be back again real soon with Joe Olson. Check him out over at Drop Your Energy Bill. Joe Olson, my great guest today. Thanks for being with us. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, Joel.
Hey, finally, revolutionary technology. Affordable Custom Homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.